This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Conversation. I'm going with my friends. How about you? Can I count on you to come along for the ride as long as you don't go over those bridges and roadways that are all falling apart? Yeah, you're riding shotgun, Jen Jen?
Does anybody ever call shotgun anymore, or is that something that's kind of old school?
Huh. Sounds like fun. I don't know. Can't answer that question. Victoria?
I don't.
You ride shotgun?
I do, but
every time she gets a taxi in New York, she's like, shotgun. I'm going to front with the driver. I do sometimes, but
that annoys the driver so much because then they have to clear all their stuff off the seat. Right. You're like,
yeah. All right, so we have Jennifer Horan, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and you in the driver's seat. Wait a minute. Let's see who's got mail.
Oopsies. I forgot you were going to cue me for that. I was doing other stuff.
You know what? You're gonna inherit the Rich McFadden. You get the award for not paying attention to what's going on.
You've got mail.
There you go.
You've got mail.
That was sort of lackluster. Let's try it again.
Always.
Let's just start from the top. Okay, ready, Dougie? You're gonna go. I'm gonna say 3, 2, 1, action.
Guess who's got mail?
You've got mail.
Yeah, still not very good.
I mean, it's AOL. What did you expect? Okay. 10 years ago, it might have been good.
So, the plot twist in the problems that Hillary Clinton has, a review from the State Department said her email set up while she was Secretary of State broke a few rules, not a few laws. You'll remember, well, this thing's been going on for, over a year, a couple of years. Mm-hmm. Hillary used a personal email account on a private server to communicate with the State Department. So the security concerns. And then you come to find out that pretty much every Secretary of State, since there has been email, has done it the same way. So then there was sort of
But wait.
There's more.
That's actually part of the problem, is that that's what Hillary Clinton has been saying all along. I haven't done anything differently than any of the secretaries of state before me.
Colin Powell said he did.
Wait. There's more. The Inspector General, who is not, this is not a party line kind of thing. This is an independent review. So this has a little more meaning because it's not like it's a Republican witch hunt on Hillary Clinton. This is an independent review of what went on. Went through and interviewed previous Secretary of States, including Colin Powell, Madeleine Albright, Condoleezza Rice. And while they did have their own email address, none of them, Zippo, had their own email server, which is what the problem is, because that's what has left Hillary Clinton's emails vulnerable to hackers like this guy Guccifer, who just got sentenced, who said he hacked her email a few times and it was easy, no big deal. And I think that's where the difference is. And so
here's a question. Why do we care? Who cares?
Well, a couple of reasons. We care because it has probably put people's lives at risk. Foreign governments like Russia and China probably have access to everything. If they have one email, Doug, that's espionage, and she could be thrown in jail for that.
Oh, my God.
This is what I'm curious about. Did that guy who said he hacked her email ever provide any proof besides saying that he hacked it and it was easy and la-di-da-di-da?
That's the other little element and twist to the story, is that this guy should not have been sentenced already. He was sentenced yesterday. So that tells me that whatever he showed
Why
them
he
might have had
sentenced?
Some legs.
What's the background to that? Why?
Well, I mean, it shouldn't have gone so quickly. I mean, he just made the announcement last week that he had the Clinton's emails, and then all of a sudden he's cracked a deal yesterday. It seems a little fishy.
Let's go. All right, so what this does, the practical side of this, is it further erodes the trust factor with her. That's all this does.
And that's the number one thing. For those Bernie Sanders fans who think that she's already rigging the system, who she needs to vote for her in a general election, they're turned off. And I don't think
that
helps.
Could Bernie Sanders or Trump or their people be behind this continuing speculation on Mrs. Clinton's trustworthiness, or is she bringing it on herself?
No. Oh, no. I think this is all. I mean, look, Donald Trump, as powerful as he is, has no control over the Inspector General or the FBI. And the same goes with Bernie Sanders. I mean, these are investigations that started way before the election process even hatched. So I would say that these are things that were probably brought on by her actions.
Really? God, that's awful.
You're so weird.
Because I don't give a damn about stuff like this. It is just, it's just more piling on. There are plenty of reasons not to vote for Hillary Clinton. None of this is among them, as far as I'm concerned.
I totally disagree.
I know you do. It's okay.
But this is the only reason not to vote for her. I mean, all the personal stuff, the unlikability, who cares about that stuff? This is the real stuff where she's left us exposed.
What did she do wrong, though? I mean, like, if she had her own
security
breach.
Haven't you heard? You know, I know. She killed Vince Foster.
Oh, God.
She kept a server in her bathroom. And that, I mean, the vulnerabilities there.
I get that. That was a big mistake. And that was a major lapse in judgment, especially when it comes to technology and being vulnerable. I totally get that. But none of these emails have come out saying that she's done something wrong. They've been trying to catch her in something for years now. And it's like, she made a mistake. She made a stupid mistake by having her own private server. Obviously, I don't think Hillary went down to the Genius Bar and said, okay, I'm going to hook my own system up. She had someone else hooking a system up
for
her.
Skype.
She did. Brian Pagliano's his name, and he's been offered immunity by the government. Look, whether the intent was to hide bad activity, I'm not saying that. I don't think that to be true. But the bad judgment here, Victoria, she's running for president. And bad judgment as far as risking our military, our armed forces overseas, risking their lives by having a server sitting in her bathroom, that's a really
bad judgment, Mark. On Skype, on when she was going to the bathroom. I don't know about that. There's other stuff.
I just think that this is just something that, you know, whatever the damage is done, it's already been controlled.
Right.
So,
Mike,
I mean,
you like Hillary Clinton?
We're not hearing more about it.
Mike?
Yes.
You like Hillary or not?
No, I don't. And I had heard that she taught her staff how to take classified off mail so that they wouldn't get in trouble for it.
They did.
Really? But you didn't like Hillary Clinton before you knew all this was going on, right?
Well, I didn't care for her.
Mm-hmm. But you weren't going to vote for her no matter what.
This is not about liking somebody. This is about breaking the law. This is about being careless with people's lives.
This is not about liking somebody. Okay, but under the circumstances, if you're going to go after her, you better go after everybody who's done it.
Agreed, but nobody else but her has had a home server. There's no one else to go after. She's the only one.
That's because home servers weren't even a thought at the time of the previous Secretary of State. A home server became something that everyone I know is a home server. So, and I understand there should have been other fail-safes that because of the level of confidentiality that she needed, but having a home server is not
the
a crime. Everybody has
with
one.
Her is that people just don't trust her. And that is, okay. This is
and
part of it,
an
maybe?
And issue that I have, too, is I feel like there are other male presidents and candidates who have done terrible things. And I don't think that people judge them as harshly as they are Hillary Clinton because there's this idea that women need to be trustworthy.
I love that you guys think this is something to do with her personality or her gender. This has nothing to do with that.
If one email
escaped that server that someone saw, that is espionage. And people have, yes, gone to jail for that. They have lost their job. Ask General Petraeus. He had a note shoved in his desk drawer, and he got in more trouble than Hillary Clinton.
When you think about espionage, you think about people selling secrets to the
Russians. Right. It doesn't matter the intent. It just matters that the action was there and it happened. It doesn't mean that she was looking to sell secrets. If they were taken from her, that's espionage.
Mm-hmm. See how healthy this conversation is, though? We have different points of view, and we're not disagreeing. Or we are disagreeing. We're not being disagreeable. Listen how sweet we are, in fact.
You're so weird. Again, I'm going to go with that. You're so weird.
Thank you. All right, 16 past the hour. Let's have a pillow fight. This is like having a pillow fight. It is. Using my pillows, I could just see this now. We ought to have, we really should.
Maybe that's where she put all of her secrets, is in the foam, stuffing it in my pillow.
You know what we should do? We should have a We should have a sleepover. You should all come to Framingham. Everybody gets in a different bedroom. And then in the morning, we can have a pillow fight. How's that?
Sounds good.
My pillow.
That's what girls do at sleepovers all the time. We wear our underwear and we have pillow fights.
So I couldn't be invited probably to this. Wouldn't work. Okay. Well,
that'd be creepy.
It kind of would be creepy. You're right. I have yet to put my pillow into the dryer, as we have been instructed to do, in order to make this thing work the way that it works. The fellow is Mike Lindell, that you can thank for having created this pillow and all the ambiance that goes with it. He was making pillows for other retail establishments, and the pillows were so successful, he had more orders than he could handle. He said, wait a minute, why am I selling these pillows for $24 to the stores when I could sell them for $48 or whatever they cost? I don't even know what they cost. What does my pillow cost? Anybody know? It doesn't. Wait a minute. Did I see?
I don't know.
I saw something at Bed Bath and Beyond with my pillows. I
saw the display. I walked by it, but I didn't look at the price. Yeah.
All right. Anyway, the point isn't that we want you to go to Bed Bath and Beyond and pay their retail price. Point is, we want you to get a My Pillow in the wholesale department at 800-874-8985. And the best thing about this pillow, other than the fact it supports your head, your neck, your body, comfortable, good, strong, solid night's sleep, you get two for the price of one. Very special offer just for people who listen to this program. You buy one My Pillow, one. And the phone number then gets used, 800-874-8985. And use the code DS for Doug Steffen. And you get a second one free. Start a better night by calling 800-874-8985 today. Leads to a better tonight. 800-874-8985 for your pillow. Use the promo code DS. Get two for the price of one at 800-874-8985.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Kohl's makes it even easier to get Kohl's cash. This weekend, everyone gets $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. And save on the summer stuff everyone needs, like swimwear as low as $15, shorts as low as $15, and tees and tanks as low as $10. Plus, take an extra $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Now that's the good stuff. This Memorial Day weekend at Kohl's. Select styles offer valid May 26th through 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Music is with us, wherever we go, whoever we're with. The sounds we share bring us together, like the sound and feel of a Casio 88T digital piano, just $299. Listen to your favorite song on a pair of AKG K52 headphones, just $29. Or strike a chord with Ernie Ball strings, three packs for $10. This Memorial Day weekend, find your sound at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation vary.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
He's like a curse, he's like a drug. You get a sick.
Here we go into the musical portion of the Good Day program with a focus on Carrie Underwood, who, along with Brad Paisley, are returning to host the 50th anniversary CMA Awards. They've been co-hosting these Gen since, what, 2008?
Yeah, for a while. Their chemistry is so good now, too. I mean, it was always good, but it seems like they get better and better
so
every year.
So what's their relationship off-screen, off-stage? Are they friends?
I think just friends. And, you know, I don't think they've even ever toured together, at least that I remember. Maybe they have. But, I think they're just friends, and it just works well together. Brad Paisley's a very, very nice guy, and he's kind of got a sarcastic sense of humor. I can imagine he's probably pretty easy to work with.
All right, help me with this. I think we've mentioned this before, actually. The number of television award shows for the country music genre.
That's a lot.
Why do they have, they must get ratings, otherwise they wouldn't do them.
Don't forget, we just had the one that I was shocked to see it, and I love country music. It was a couple weeks ago on Fox. It was like the ACCMAs or something like that. You've got the Academy of Country Music Awards and the CMAs. Those are the two biggest of the year. But then you have, a handful of others that they've just kind of popped in there. The CMT Awards, the ones from last week on Fox.
So is CMT Country Music Television? Is that what that is?
Yes.
Yes.
And CMA is Country Music Association.
Right. And the Academy of Country Music is ACM.
They're plugging this already. This show doesn't go on until November, for God's sake. We're already going through it. About to use a crude expression, and I'm glad I didn't. Thank you for thinking ahead, Doug. Let's see. Wasting, how would I, peeing away. It's May. Why are we already talking? Don't they have anything else to talk about other than what's going to happen in November?
I don't know.
Really?
The next few months in TV land are going to be like, right. The desert, right?
Well, the CMT Awards are on June 8th, at least. There's something that's close, and that's Aaron Andrews and J.J. Watt. Don't understand. I understand Aaron Andrews, in terms of people knowing who she is from Dancing with the Stars and that sort of thing. But who knows? J.J. Watt, so he's a football player.
Yeah.
Who knows who he is?
He just wrote a book, actually, I think. I saw that going around.
Did you know who he was? I didn't know who he was until...
I knew who he was because they pitched me for a guest, actually, on my daily show. But, until then, I don't really know.
Are you telling me?
I know
are you going to Weekly Here or what?
What did I say?
You just said my daily show. This is a daily show.
Oh, on my, you know, on my show that I do locally.
The local show. Yes.
Sorry.
What'd you say, Victoria?
J.J. Watt is definitely one of the, I'm not a huge football fan, but he's definitely someone that everyone in the NFL knows.
Yeah, so I was going to say,
a big name.
As far as football players go, he's pretty well known. And I think, like, he's pretty popular. Like, some people just know football players, but he seems like a pretty
popular,
nice guy.
Tom Brady
is
popular?
He hot?
That kind of stuff?
He's attractive,
I
guess.
In Texas, he is. In Texas, he is.
Okay. Well, so he can join the suit against the federal government to keep the gender of bathrooms.
Nice.
Right.
All right. Here's a little Big Town up next here on Good Day. I've just become aware of them thanks to Jen Jen and her cognitive reasoning when it comes to country. I think we had a little of their music yesterday. This is a they had secret recording sessions apparently with Pharrell Williams. They got a new album called Wanderlust as the result of that collaboration. What's their background, Jen Jen? Where'd they come from?
You know, they've been a group for a really long time, but they really caught on over the last maybe 3 years or 4 years. And the song that did it for them, that made them sort of the high-level band, was Pontoon. Do you guys remember Pontoon?
No.
On a pontoon. It was an annoying song, and then all of a sudden it grew on you like a fungus, and everybody loved it. But they've been together probably at least 10 years, and it's two girls, two boys. One of them are a couple, and yeah.
So their first single, is that what we're listening to, Kara, one of these days?
Yeah, and this is, I don't even know if there's a studio version yet. This is them performing it live on The Voice on the finale.
All right. So about it's been released. There's an album that will drop into the stores on the 10th of June, apparently, with a lot of this sort of music on it. They said they were nervous but excited to work with Pharrell.
I bet.
He flew in and out of Nashville. Yeah, he wrote some of the songs for him, helped him record and produce them. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there is no more heartwarming sight than a child playing with a puppy or an older dog or an older cat or a younger kitten. Most adults do not have their time nor the energy to keep up with the frantic pace of either a young dog or kitten or perhaps even a young child. But by contributing a ball for a game of catch, parents create the perfect way to channel both youngsters' seemingly boundless energies. In addition to helping develop a loving relationship between the child and the pet that will last a lifetime, this activity is bound to leave both players exhausted after a while, and that will give the parents some time to relax. You know, all the new studies indicate that kids that grow up with pets grow up much more stable than kids that don't. Because after all, think about this. Everyone's demanding on the child. The teachers want grades. The parents want grades. They have conflict with other students their own age. But the one consistent thing in their life is their dog or their cat. The dog or cat can care less if they got a C on their papers or a D on their papers, as long as they give them a hug and a kiss. A pet for your kids, good relationship for life. I'm Warren Eckstein.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria,
bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm of Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention women. New evidence shows that talcum powder products such as Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower to shower may cause ovarian cancer. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-509-9777 right now. You may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Recently, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million in damages to the family of a woman who died of cancer she said was caused by the company's talcum powder. The jury found that Johnson & Johnson knew that these products could cause cancer and failed to warn consumers. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-509-9777. You may be entitled to cash compensation. Time is limited. Call 800-509-9777 now. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-509-9777. That's 800-509-9777. 800-509-9777.
Conversational mode. I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day program, 34 after the hour. My friends are here. You're my friend, Victoria. You're my friend, Jennifer. You're my friend, Kara. I hope we're all friends and we find that it counts to be friends with one another. Speaking of friends, good to have friends like Peter Thiel, who apparently is very close to Terry Bollea. Why do we know Terry Bollea?
I know. I learned this last week. I know what you're going to do, brother, when Hulkamania runs wild on you.
All right. So it seems that Peter Thiel, who, by the way, along with Musk, Mr. Musk and Mr. Thiel, were the ones that co-founded PayPal. So they got plenty of dough. And Mr. Thiel apparently likes Hulk Hogan and doesn't like Gawker. So Thiel was the one who kicked in the dough to seed the lawyers that got Hulk Hogan.
Wait, the dough or the doer? Did he kick in the dough?
Oh, he kicked in the dough. Right. Anyway,
the money, you mean, the dough. Okay.
Yes, yes. The guy who founded Gawker, Nick Denton, was upset because he suspected somebody in Silicon Valley might be assisting Hogan. What difference does it make who paid? This is something that has been misconstrued, I think, anyway. So this guy put up the money for the lawyers. So what? What's that got to do with anything?
Well, it does seem a little weird.
Why?
Well,
what difference
I don't know.
Make?
Why?
Gawker was
Hogan?
Guilty of doing Hogan in, and
right.
In this circumstance, apparently Hulk hasn't saved his money, so he didn't have the money to hire the lawyers. Somehow, this guy from PayPal, Thiel, heard about it. He said, I'll give you the money. I think that it stems from the Gawker outing this guy Thiel as a gay guy back in 10 years or so ago.
Yeah.
It was about. So the judge denied Gawker's motion for a new trial in the Hulk Hogan case and will not reduce the...
Like, because Hulk Hogan got a sizable amount of money, so does he then give it...
$140 million.
Yeah, so does he give it back to Thiel then?
Maybe they decided
with
to share.
Interest?
Might be. Yeah, that's not beyond the realm of possibility. People put up money. If you're a developer and you don't want to use your own money to build houses, you borrow it from somebody who'll give it to you for 12%.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's, you know, so maybe that's this guy's angle. But it's clear that he didn't like Gawker. It's clear Thiel did not have strong, good feelings, good vibes. So if he could help embarrass them, cost them some money, it's a good deal all the way around for him.
That's
not
a lot
so
of
good
revenge.
For Gawker. Well, but isn't that what motivates?
Revenge.
How
yes.
many people do you know who spend? I had the town meeting the other night turned down a request that we had the ag committee, agricultural group in our community to save some of the farmland because of that very same thing. There are people who are motivated by hate, distrust, desire to embarrass people. And so this is what part of the human condition is. And you've kind of got to learn how to live with it. And in this circumstance, so you're going to get back at these people. It's a great way to do it.
That's true.
And he was successful in doing it. And Gawker looks like a bunch of jerks under the circumstances, which apparently they are.
That video, by the way, was so gross. I can't believe I watched it.
I didn't watch
I can't
it.
Believe you watched it either. I didn't.
Watch it either.
I used to love wrestling as a kid. How could I not watch Hulk Hogan in his most intimate moment? But the minute he burped and said, I don't know how I'm going to do this, I was like, oh, gosh, sex, please.
Yay. I can only imagine.
Oof. Moving on to Warren Buffett in the People Department. Loves old-fashioned newspapers, he say. I love newspapers. So he's gone to buying newspapers. He says, I don't know how to make them profitable, though. We haven't cracked that yet. Most of the things he buys because it's easy to see a path forward, cleaning up management. Oftentimes you buy things at the right price, and then he fixes them up and doesn't sell them, but uses the increase in their value to increase the value of his stock, the Berkshire Hathaway stock. But in this case, there are five or six newspapers that he has, or chains that he's collected. He likes the actual newspaper, not the websites, doesn't like, you know, virtual news. He likes the real news. How many people actually, I have every once in a while a newspaper in the studio here with me, but I don't get them often. If I'm in a hotel or something, I might get them. If I'm traveling, I might get them. But honestly, around the room, Jennifer, do you actually pick up a newspaper every day and read it?
Oh, yeah. I get my newspaper. I get the LA Times and the Daily News delivered to my door every day.
Really?
And my treat is, like, for me, the perfect Sunday morning is sleeping till I want to, get up.
Uh-huh.
And then I make my coffee, and I sit down on the couch, and I peel open the newspaper, and I just that.
You know what surprises me more than anything else about that?
What?
That actually it gets delivered and somebody doesn't steal it in your neighborhood.
Like the people in my neighborhood can read the newspaper.
Oh, of course they can't read it. Yeah, that's it. Right, okay.
Other things might be targeted, but not the newspapers.
Right.
Also, in the news, Johnny Depp's getting divorced from his wife. Here's a shocker. He's 52, she's 30. Gee, irreconcilable differences. Haven't they been married about 3 weeks? How long have they been married?
It seems like 3 weeks.
When did they get married?
He was with that chick
15 months ago.
And he wouldn't marry her, and then he got into a relationship with this one quickly and married her quickly. Do you remember
that? Who is this woman? Just out of curiosity.
Amber Heard. She's an actress.
But, like, what has she been in?
You've never heard of her. That's why her last name is Heard. You
never,
know, she was in something
Amber
big.
Never heard.
She was in Magic Mike, the second one, recently, but I don't know what else she's been in besides that.
There was
that.
Something else that was actually reputable that she
I gotta wonder about anybody who's attracted to a guy like Johnny Depp.
I totally agree with you. I do not find him attractive.
I used to when
really?
He was younger. When, like, in his earlier movies, like in Cry Baby or, you know, and stuff like that. But now I just...
Creepy.
He's so weird now.
And very unattractive to me now.
Patrick Dempsey has reconciled with his wife. Here's the good news. The wife filed for divorce last year. They've been hand in hand this year. And they are... It looks like the rumor is, anyway, they're reconciling. He said, you have to work at everything. Man, isn't that the truth? You really, really do. Both sides have to want to be in the relationship. Both sides have to feel it. Both sides have to work at it. There's not a better or maybe harder lesson to learn in life than that. If you really love somebody, if you care for them, then you work. You don't just throw it away. And sometimes people find, especially in this disposable society that we live in, okay, I don't like that one. Gone. Next. Who's next? And then you don't, I mean, there's a protection to it. You don't have to get close to anybody. You don't have to be committed to anybody. You don't have to be. And yes, am I telling my own story? Yeah, I am, actually. And it's the story of lots of other people. I mean, I have a little certain amount of credibility when it comes to this because I finally found somebody that I love. And want to work at it. Is
and
it easy?
And that's true, by the way. I've known you for a long time, and that is true.
Yeah. So, but, you know, what's worth, what is it worth? Oh, stop. All right, enough of that.
Well, I think it's a happy ending for them, and I'm happy. They have three kids, too, four kids. Yeah. So.
And she's the makeup artist, remember? She sells her products now in Avon, I noticed.
Okay, next.
You one of those catalogs lately?
They come to your door?
No, not in this neighborhood.
Ding dong, not in your neighborhood. They wouldn't dare be seen in your neighborhood.
You think the Avon lady walks the streets around here?
Can you imagine?
No.
Who is it? Oh, Mary Kay has the pink Cadillac. That'll last about 3 minutes and somebody would steal it in your neighborhood.
Me? I want a pink Cadillac.
Oh, good for you. All right, Chewbacca Mom in the focus next year on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store at staples.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting buggy riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
A recent survey from Smithfield shows 89% think grilling is a great American pastime. Since peak grilling season starts off on Memorial Day, now's your chance to put your skills to test in the first ever Smithfield Hog Wild Throwdown. Tuffy Stone, award-winning pitmaster and founder of the barbecue team Cool Smoke, says it all starts with the right ingredients.
The secret to making this your best grilling season is to make sure you're using premium cuts of fresh pork. One of my favorites is Smithfield Extra Tender Back Rib. Because they're hand-trimmed and juicy. So all I need to do is add some of my favorite rub, and they're good to go.
Stone and fellow award-winning pitmaster Mo Kaysen are asking you to grill, vote, or play for your chance to win a Ford F-150 this grilling season.
If you love barbecue like we do, we want you to submit your favorite fresh pork grilling recipe using tenderloins, ribs, chops, or shoulders. Pork is great because there's so much you can do with it. We can't wait to see the recipes roll in.
Learn more at SmithfieldThrowdown.com.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one. A fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
All right, here we are, 46 after the hour, TV report time. Jen, Jen, and I will go through some of the news. I always stand aside for Jennifer when it comes to this, but once in a while there are things that really kind of reach out and grab you. The Chewbacca mom is one of those. The video of this lady with the Chewbacca, what is that, a mask or his head thing? What is that?
It's a head thing.
All right. So that's our video of the day today at DougStephan.com. Here's an excerpt from her appearing with James Corden. I don't know. Is she in the car? Where did the video that we have, where did it come from, Victoria?
The video is, it's like a carpool karaoke, except there's no music, and J.J. Abrams is in the back seat and surprises her, and she's a huge Star Wars fan. So
really?
The clip that we're going to hear is actually her on the couch on James Corden's show with him.
All right, here it is.
I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
I only had a few minutes before I had to go get my kids from school.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to prove to all of my Facebook friends and family that that mask was mine.
Right. And not your children's.
Absolutely. I knew the moment that they saw it, they were going to take it from me. And I'm like, I didn't buy it for you, little kids. I love you. But this isn't for you.
Let's have a little look at some more and turn this in the car. Take a look.
Oh my gosh, I kind of want to drive around like this.
It was so funny because every time she talked or laughed, it looked like Chewbacca was cracking up, and you don't normally see him with that face in Star Wars.
140 million views of that. Wow.
Candace Payne is her name. All right, Jen, what's on tonight?
All right, well, tonight is the big Red Nose special. This one helps children in need, both poor people that are, you know, underprivileged children, but also children that need medical help. So it's a very large fundraiser that has a lot of star power behind it. Elton John, Julia Roberts, Will Ferrell, Blake Shelton, and Kobe Bryant are going to be some of the 65 stars that signed on for Red Nose Day special. It airs on NBC 9 to 11 p.m. and, again, raises money for all of those kids. So you can join in. You can also buy your Red Nose at Walgreens if you want to do that, by the way. Ellen DeGeneres, Jack Black, Paul Rudd will be there, and Craig Ferguson will host the event. Also tonight on TV, ABC starts its summer schedule. They're going to be premiering their five-night run for their returning quiz show, 500 Questions, which challenges geniuses to prove they're as smart as they think they are. The contestants include Jeopardy's Ken Jennings, and you can see where that will go because he's a pretty smart guy. Right. Rush Hour on CBS will burn off some episodes since it's now been canceled. Don't worry. The networks are not going to stop bringing movies back to TV show because CBS is going to try again next season with Training Day, so that's pretty exciting stuff.
Yeah. So the National Spelling Bee is on tonight on ESPN. I don't understand why it's on ESPN, but anyway.
Because it's a sporting event. Hello. Have you seen how nasty this
spelling
competition yet? Sure, they
spelling
sweat.
Spelling is a sporting event?
Yeah. It's intense. 280 contestants, by the way, are vying for title of Spelling Bee champ.
All right, so that's 8 o'clock Eastern time tonight on ESPN. Which one? There are about 18 ESPN channels.
How do you know I believe the first one, which makes
regular ESPN.
Bigger deal.
Regular ESPN. 51 after on Good Day.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need cash fast? Just go to 45cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right. Quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit? No problem. Just go to 45cash.com to get lender approval fast, and your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account. Whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now, simply go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 45cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today. For your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase, go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 45cash.com. Again, 45cash.com.
Money pit time, money pit.
Have we taught that song to Victoria yet?
Never.
Bringing Victoria to singing lessons so she can sing. The money pit's on. I don't hear anybody singing except
except for you.
Except for me. I hear me singing. Tom Kreidler, K-R-A-E-U-T-L-E-R.
That's very good.
You like that, right?
Surprise.
Tom K is here. He's the co-host along with Leslie Segretti of this fabulous show, the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. You can go to MoneyPit.com and find out all about what they have there. Fantastic specials, great ideas, guides to what you need to know about your house and how to keep it from falling down around you, all that good stuff. We should put Tom in charge of the bridges and roadways in America. He could fix the crumbling infrastructure, because he'd have to step on a few political toes doing it.
Talk about a money pit, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Hello, ding, 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 ding. All right, so Tom's got some answers to some of your questions in just a moment here on Good Day.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Real Estate Agent.
Now, in the living room, you'll see this beautiful bay window. It's energy efficient and lets in a ton of natural light. It will also let in a thief when you leave it unlocked, and he'll steal your laptop and flat-screen TV. Now, who wants to see the kitchen?
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Vacations are a time for something more. More time to relax with family and friends. More memories to make. And now, Vantage's family of brands is giving you more hotels and rewards. From America's and Canada's Best Value Inn to Country Heart's signature Jameson and Lexington, Vantage has 1,200 hotels across North America to choose from. And our rewards program offers an instant 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. Go to VantageHotels.com and start your vacation with something more.
Music is with us, wherever we go, whoever we're with. The sounds we share bring us together. Like the sound and feel of an Epiphone Les Paul Jr. for just $99. Keep the beat going with a Meinl Cajon drum, just $49. Or strike a chord with Ernie Ball strings. Three packs for $10. This Memorial Day weekend, find your sound at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
56 past the hour, the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, always answering questions, solving problems. That's what good radio programs do. Here, I solve problems every day. My problem is that I only have 4 or 5 minutes sometimes with Tom, and I also have problems in my own house. I want him to take care of it, and then we'll get to the listeners after that.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, well, let's start with James.
All right.
Who's considering buying a home with textured walls.
Mm-hmm.
I guess... texture, that's the old way they used to plaster. The house that I built 38, 39 years ago, we made it look like the old inn.
Right.
And it had textured walls. I remember seeing that. Did you? I don't remember if you asked me how that was done, but how is it done? How this guy wants to, I guess he wants to smooth it out, though, huh?
Yeah, and it's very, very common. You know, that was done during a time as well as textured ceilings. Textured ceilings are pretty easy to remove. You sort of dampen them, and then you scrape all the texture off.
It was sand in the paint, wasn't that what that was all?
There is a type of texturing that has sand, and yeah, that is almost impossible to get off. But the stuff that's sort of like a little bit lumpy that folks put on, that is difficult, especially on the walls, because it doesn't scrape off. So in your case, James, I think what you're probably going to have to do is put another layer of drywall on top of that. You actually will find that easier to do than trying to remove the plaster surface, the plaster treatment that was put on there. Even if you were to sand it smooth, those walls will always look somewhat uneven. So it's either that or get used to it.
That's good advice. Get used to it. Tommy's in Nebraska. He's got central air conditioning. He says it works well. There are a couple of rooms in his house that don't. He doesn't use, so what does he do to save money if he's not in those rooms?
Yeah, you can close off the supply registers to those rooms, Tommy. That's one way to do it. The other way to do it is to look where the air handler is and see if the ducts have dampers. They're sort of like valves that are inside of the ducts that allow you to close off that entire register. That would be the more efficient way to do it. If it's just a couple of rooms, you're okay. If you are in a situation where you like shut off the second floor, you might find that the air conditioner doesn't run properly because it will do something called short cycling. It will only run for a very short period of time and then go off. And while that will cool the house, it will not dehumidify the house because it's not running long enough to pull the moisture out, and that will leave the house feeling somewhat damp and clammy. So if you just want to do it for a couple of rooms, you're okay.
I have these new Mitsubishi. The house I bought doesn't have air conditioning, and so I put a studio air conditioning in here.
The split ductless.
Moocher. Yeah, right.
Yeah, great systems.
Am I going to be happy with it?
You will. You will.
Not happy with the price of it.
Nah, they're costly, but they work really well. They're efficient, and they're quiet.
Yeah, all right. Need that for the studio. 59 after Chrysler on.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.